New World screwworm defense operations expanded along Texas-Mexico border. Texas border business. Austin, Texas Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller praised the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, USDA APHIS, for expanding New World screwworm sterile fly dispersal operations farther north along the Texas-Mexico border, calling it a critical step to protect Texas livestock, wildlife, pets, and the people who care for them. The expanded dispersal zone now reaches as far north as Maverick County near Eagle Pass, strengthening the biological barrier against the deadly, flesh-eating parasite. Statement from Commissioner Miller. USDA is making the right call by pushing sterile fly operations north. The New World screwworm threat is moving in that direction, and Texas isn't waiting around. Let me be clear, this parasite is a nightmare. It attacks living animals, endangers wildlife, threatens pets, and could devastate our livestock industry if it gains a foothold in the United States. We eliminated it once, and we're not letting it come back. Cases in Mexico are creeping closer to our border. Every mile matters. Expanding this zone builds a stronger biological wall across South Texas and takes the fight to the front lines before Texans pay the price. I've been sounding the alarm for months. Texas is ground zero, and we're stepping up to defend our food supply, our economy, and our way of life. Ranchers, veterinarians, hunters, and pet owners, stay alert. Watch for unusual wounds, maggots, or abnormal fly activity and report it immediately. Early detection can stop an outbreak before it spreads. Texas agriculture feeds and clothes this country, and we're going to fight this threat with everything we've got. For the latest information on New World screwworm, visit screwworm.gov.